WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When the Winter Olympics in Calgary start at the end of next week, we'll get a look at some of the world's greatest downhill skiers. But let's face it, for those of us who are not Olympians, getting down the slope in one piece can be a challenge. Urban legends expert Jan Harald Brunvand joins us with an unusual tale about an unfortunate skier.
If you live in Texas and like to ski, you have to travel to another state to find snow-covered mountains. So lots of Texans fly north to go skiing each winter. A man from Texas wrote me recently about one of these skiers who had an embarrassing accident at a Colorado ski resort. His mother heard that it had happened to a friend of hers, but he thought it might be an urban legend. It seems that this Texas woman was an inexperienced skier, but after practicing on the bunny slope, she was ready to try a run from the top of the mountain. She took the ski lift up, and when she got off the lift, she had to go to the bathroom. There were no restrooms to be found up there, so she decided to ski over to some trees and take care of her business. But just as she pulled down her pants, with her skis still fastened to her boots, she began to slip down the slope. So there she was, sliding backwards, pants lowered, and picking up speed. She waved her arms frantically until she collided with a tree. Unfortunately, she broke an arm. Fortunately, the ski patrol rescued her and brought her to the hospital. As she was leaving the emergency room with a cast on her arm, she saw a skier wearing his instructor's parka being brought in with a broken leg. "How did you do that?" she asked him. "I mean, I'm a beginner at this, but you're a ski instructor." "You won't believe this," the man said, "but I was riding the lift up the mountain, and suddenly I saw this woman roaring down the run backwards with her pants around her ankles, and I laughed so hard I fell off the lift and broke my leg. How about you? What happened to your arm?" "Oh, I just fell down," the woman said, and hurried off to the bar in the ski lodge to console herself. My Texas correspondent wondered if I thought this had really happened. I told him that I thought not. First of all, I heard that story 8 years ago, told at Snowbird Ski Resort in Utah, and since then I've collected many variations. Sometimes a ski instructor is coming down the hill himself when he is passed by the bare-bottom female backward skier, and he's so shocked that he loses control and hits a tree. In another version, a helpful husband holds his ski parka open in order to shield his wife while she goes about her business. When she gets her pants down, she notices the coat starts to move, and she shouts to him to keep still, but it turns out that she's the one who's moving. I read in Akron, Ohio newspaper, the Beacon Journal, that it was a woman from Akron, skiing in an upstate New York resort, who had the accident after a wine tasting party on the top of the mountain. The Atlanta Constitution ran a report that identified the unfortunate accident victim as a local airline stewardess taking a ski vacation at Aspen. A woman from Oklahoma wrote me a couple of winters ago saying that she had heard the identical story told about a wealthy Mexican woman skiing at Vail, Colorado. But a man from Saskatchewan told me it was a Canadian skier vacationing at Vail. I've even heard a version of the ski accident story from Sweden. It has been told there since at least 1981 as something that really happened to a young woman at a Swedish resort. As skiers around the world gather at the fireplaces and ski lodges, they pass along stories like this that reveal their anxieties about the hazards of skiing.
Jan Harald Brunvand is professor of English and folklore at the University of Utah. He's on sabbatical now and will be traveling for the next few months in New Zealand, where he hopes to collect more tales and catch some fish. We hope to hear some more news stories from Jan this summer.